the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never Clock. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon, Jr., Mark Domblin.
Did you guys try giving your girl the Russian earmuffs yet that I invented?
I did. She's deaf in both ears. I'm strong.
And you were in jail. I had to bail you out.
No. She didn't press charges.
It was only right, though, because I'm the one who invented the sex move, so, you know.
She's a good sport.
You have my Klein guarantee. I will pay for your bail if you get arrested.
You know if I get fucking arrested, you can't bail me out.
True.
Can you bail yourself out?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, I guess I'd have to do that. Have to put on a credit card and bail myself out of jail, I
guess. Depends if it's like $1 million.
Well, listen, if it's a fucking $1 million, I guess I'm shit out of luck. And what the hell did I do?
That's why you gotta get a bondsman. They just don't front you the money.
Get a James Bond. Yeah, no, they front you the money because you put shit up as collateral. I don't have anything.
I thought, because you get the money back... I thought that's how it worked. Like, I know it, like...
No, but you have to have something for collateral, because what if you... They give you the bond, it's a fucking $1 million, yeah, you get the money back, but what if I fucking skip town?
Well, I don't own anything.
They're not just giving money away.
I don't own anything.
Exactly. Then you're not getting a bond.
Oh, man.
Why would they just give money away for fun? They're such good people, they want to help out fucking criminals?
I don't know, they were the sponsor of the Bad News Bears. So I thought they were good people.
They had a remake of that already, right?
Yeah, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Shit,
probably. I didn't see it.
I might have seen it, but I don't remember it.
You can't replace Walter Matthau. You know, I just...
I'm Walter Matthau.
Why do people keep going to reboots? Like, they know it's going to be bad most of the time.
Well,
unless it's a remake of, like, a really old movie, like from the 50s or something.
Let's start remaking silent movies with sound. How about that?
Did you know? No, it's gone now. But up to last week, they had the Charlie Chaplin collection on Netflix, silent movie era.
Wow, it's too bad it's gone, because I'd never fucking watch that.
You'd crack your ass up at it.
Would I?
Look at that. You love him and Buster Keaton and Fats...
Fats Domino?
No, not Fats Domino.
Fatty Arbuckle?
Fatty Arbuckle. You love all those guys. Fatty Arbuckle was at that party where the girl mysteriously died.
Because he killed her?
Yeah, it was like the big celebrity trial of the time.
Well, back then, man, celebrities can get away with a lot more shit.
Well, he went to trial, so he didn't get away with it.
Well, he did. He did get away with it.
I don't think he went to jail.
Everyone said, no, I didn't see nothing, see? Nothing!
Nah, she was just a small-time actress. Who cares?
She's a fucking whore, see? Fucking whore. I didn't do shit.
There was that girl who jumped off the Hollywood sign and died. Still, I think back then it was still a Hollywood land sign.
Possibly. Well, she landed on the land part. That's why it's gone.
Well, she landed on the mountain. By the way, that sign's still owned by, like, somebody.
Somebody owns a Hollywood sign?
Yeah, because it's, like, trademarked and stuff.
Huh.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to show it in the movies, you got to pay that dude?
Yeah.
That's good business right there.
It's like the people who bought up Happy Birthday.
I know. So now every fucking movie, this is a made-up fucking song.
It's your birthday.
And
good.
We're kind of happy about it.
It's great. I hope you have an enjoyable birthday.
Yeah. I wonder how much that should cost.
Yeah, it can't cost...
I'd be curious.
I mean, they have real life... I guess it's just low-budget movies, because they have good big songs in movies. I mean, they have like... AC/DC and stuff in movies.
There's like fucking Beatles songs in movies. I mean, yeah. They're paying for this shit. It can't be that much money.
Yeah, I'm sure Beatles songs more money. Like, listen, we want $1 billion for every time you use Happy Birthday. It's just fucking final, all right?
He can't say that. Just no one will... Well, you know what? Maybe it is unreasonable. Because guess what? You don't hear Happy fucking Birthday in movies, do you?
Yeah.
So he must be asking a shitload of money.
And then people think you can, like, you know... You're singing at a party, like, we're gonna get charged for this.
Oh, well, do they really think that, or they just that's a little joke?
Well, it's probably just a stupid joke.
Yeah. So I was thinking about, I mentioned to you earlier, like, how the brain works and how memory works, where I remember every episode of Quantum Leap, The Golden Girls, fucking, you know, like all these shit.
Golden Girls fucked. I don't remember that episode.
Blanche.
And a very special whore. Golden Girls.
They got, there was an orgy. Stan. They're all in there.
Rose and Blanche scissor each other.
Yeah. Oh, it was horrible.
Did they scissor each other or is it just scissor?
Well, they scissor. But the thing is, they were both super dry. So it was very uncomfortable for both of them.
I still don't think scissoring goes on a lot.
Physically and emotionally.
Didn't we argue about this last week?
Yeah. It wasn't last week, but, you know, it was brought up.
I think it was last week.
But all this useless pop culture information.
You say useless. I say fun.
It is fun. But wouldn't it be better if I had, like, fucking real... I could be a fucking doctor with all the shit I know about, like, the 80s sitcoms and 90s sitcoms and all this shit.
You know what bullshit is? Most people don't hear about things anymore. Like, you'd think in this connected world, you'd hear about just about everything. There's so much... Like, I have a pin on my jacket.
In my ass. I stuck it in there.
It says the band Cold War Kids. Now, granted, they're not the most popular band in the world, but...
I don't even listen to music, and I know who they are.
Yeah, at least you would have heard of them. This guy at work was not an old guy. Maybe he's my age. What's that on your jacket? Cold War.
Was he really reading it that slowly?
Yeah, because he was finding it far away.
It's like three fucking words.
He's like, I'm like, Cold War Kids. What's that? It's a band. Oh, it's a band. It's like, idiot.
Why does he sound like an asshole? Or is that just... Are you doing an asshole impression?
No.
Or is he an asshole?
He's annoying. But it's probably mostly because I was being an asshole about it. Like, I could be like, oh, it's just a band. But now I'm just like, it's a band.
It's a band, dumb fuck.
I feel like that there's not a lot of things people can bring up to me other than Paw Patrol that I haven't heard of.
You know Paw Patrol.
Well, I do now because we were at Target and I saw this cool dog stuffed animal. I'm like, what's this? He's got a cop uniform on. And it's like Paw Patrol.
Then after that, we heard three other people talking about Paw Patrol. We kept seeing different items with Paw Patrol on it. So it's everywhere.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
I gotta check.
Paw Patrol.
Is that the theme song?
I don't know. Probably not. Made it up.
Yeah, I guess. It'd be cool if they did like a Dragnet. The Dragnet music.
I thought you said a dragon. A dragon fighting those dogs? That'd be pretty sweet. The dragon's a bad guy.
Flame Patrol. I don't know.
No, he's a fucking villain.
You know, a lot of things have paws, though. Is there stuff other than dogs in there?
I don't know.
Are they all the bad guys ragoons? Raccoons?
They also have paws.
I'm just wondering because, you know...
Time to take a pause for the old cause.
It's weird that raccoons have that... Like, do all raccoons have that mask fur? That's a weird look. Would you recognize the raccoon if you took it off?
Like, evolutionary-wise, what's the benefit?
I don't know.
Like, why is that there?
I don't know, but apparently raccoons are only fucking other raccoons. That's how it starts. Hey, I only fuck mass raccoons.
Yeah, but how? For some reason, that's a benefit to them, so that's why it's stuck.
You know what?
The fuck could be the benefit?
On my Netflix list, I have a show about raccoons. Maybe I'll watch it. And I'll tell you. I don't know if they'll mention that, but
what
like a Nova about raccoons. PBS Nova show.
All right.
You know, educational on animals.
No, I know, but I don't know.
Sounds interesting. I like that
fucking
stuff.
Fucking raccoons.
Dude, they're super smart raccoons.
Yeah, what? I went to college with one of them. He's a fucking valedictorian.
Well, you saw the one in Galaxy of the Guardians.
Well, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. In my when I was in high school, there was a dolphin and a fucking raccoon.
In what?
In my graduating class.
Oh,
they were all super smart.
Back when I used to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. Although I did see them in a cartoon.
Do you like that the new one's coming out in 2016 or whatever year it is?
You mean, do I like that I know it?
I don't like that because, like, I could be dead then, you know? It's just weird.
Would you rather live in ignorance? Would you?
We
all know that, like, you know what? There's going to be so much cool shit that's going to be around after you die. Mm-hmm. You don't know exactly what it's going to be, but you know it's going to be fucking something. It's going to be a lot of it, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
If I said, Mark, this envelope, you want it? It tells you exactly when you're going to, the time and date you're going to die. Now, you can't.
No, thank you.
Keep in mind, you cannot change it.
I would say no thanks. If you can't change, if I could change it, like if it's because I'm hit by a fucking bus, then thanks. You know, I want to know that date so I can take precautions. Now, if it's just for my own information and you can't do shit about it, then no. Because
like, all it's gonna be is like March 31st, 2024, 8:15 a.m. So you have no fucking idea. So you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna stay home. I'll be safe. And then, you know, a meteor hits or something.
Well,
or plus, a gas line.
That doesn't work because...
That's how it is in the movies all the time.
Yeah, I know. But in reality, you know that's the exact day you're going to die. So, guess what? I'm going to go out, fuck whores with no condoms. I'm going to go be a maniac, run out in traffic. I can't fucking die until that date. Go ahead and shoot me in the head, motherfucker. I'm going to run through. I'm going to like beat up drug dealers.
That is an angle you don't really see that often, is it?
I was like, that's the day I'm going to die, so I can do whatever the fuck I want until then.
I had an idea for a movie with this where everyone gets a black envelope in the mail with the date of their death in it.
Yeah, see, that's the one flaw in that story that nobody brings up.
Well.
Like, now I rob drug dealers. Go ahead and shoot me. I can't die. I'm immortal until that day. Fuck you.
Well, whether... What if you can die that way? Like, what if they tell you, listen...
Oh, by the way, I was kidding.
You can't just go out and just doing crazy shit, right?
Yeah, why not? This is the day I'm gonna fucking die, right?
You can't be on a flight to Cleveland and just jump out the window like, see you later, fuckers!
Why not? Why not? I'll live. I'll survive. This is the day I die.
You can't D.B. Cooper out your fucking window.
Yeah, I can.
Well, I don't know if you... Well, I don't know.
I do.
But forget all that. Would you want to know when you're going to die?
How many times do I got to say fucking no?
Why not?
Well, you want to know? You want to be staring at that envelope for the rest of your life? Circling a day on the calendar and then just fucking crossing it out? Well, only 10,000 more days to go. Is that what you want to do?
Well, there is the argument that if it's relatively soon, you know, you'll enjoy life more. Because you know...
Will you enjoy life more, or will you be terrified for that time?
No, because people who are dying of terminal diseases all say that...
I know.
You appreciate life more.
Yeah.
You appreciate, like, every bite of a sandwich, and you appreciate the sunrise and, you know, the laughter of your spouse.
I'm not sure that's the same thing, though, and hear me out. I'm thinking people with terminal diseases, your body is releasing certain things because it knows it's dying. So maybe you're getting different like endorphins and things like that where you it'll kind of let you have that appreciation. If it's just normal you and now you know you're just going to die in that day, I'm not sure it's going to be the same thing. Just a theory.
Man, if it turns out like what age would you want to live to?
A million billion?
I don't know, but you got to pick one.
I just did.
You can't... All right, we'll say... What would be an ideal age for you to die?
I don't know why you can't hear. 110?
Well, you can't live that long.
Why not?
Because humans don't live that long. Not many, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of the fucking few. Not many, because, I mean, they're there.
No. I guess just what you want. You want the max, huh?
Yeah.
Even if you have Alzheimer's the last 20 years of your life...
Listen, I'm taking all I can fucking get, man.
You can live... Okay, I got one for you.
Jesus Christ.
You can live to age 85.
But you have a brain of a squirrel.
And you've perfect health all the way.
Perfectly shaped penis.
Until you die of a heart attack when you're 85. Or you can live to 110, but the last 45 years of your life...
45? What?
Oh, there's early onset Alzheimer's all the time.
I might as well get on... I want Alzheimer's now. I want it now.
So you'd pick the extra 40 years, even though you don't know who the fuck you are.
Dude, well then I guess I probably wouldn't, because I wouldn't even be me anymore. I'd be a fucking, just a husk.
You'd be a better you.
Uh-huh.
I'd enjoy the Alzheimer's you. Yeah, my grandma got Alzheimer's. There's all kinds of fun shenanigans.
You love it.
I'm not over that. I just hear the stories about her running after people with knives, yelling at people to get out of their house.
Get out of my house!
I'm gonna trying to call the police because she thinks strangers are in the house. Sitting in the kitchen with no pants and claiming she does have pants on. Refusing to shower for years at a time.
My grandmother, at one point, she was doing stuff like that. When she was having those kind of problems. Like, she'd stand by the door with a knife thinking that people were trying to break in.
Eventually, you gotta force them into a home. Wow. Where they're better equipped to put up with this shit.
Well, or you know, or you have to have live-in help. You know, you stay with family.
No one can afford that.
No, I mean help as in family. No, I don't mean like paying for, you know, stuff.
It's very pricey.
Yeah, that's expensive. But, you know, you have family. Like, you live with the family now. They take care of you. That or a home.
I guess.
Which you pay for the home, too.
You wouldn't want to let them down, you know, your family down. Instead, you just have to, you know, change their shit drawers and...
That's what you gotta do.
At the point where they don't recognize you anymore, can you just say, fuck it, get out of here?
I mean, you could, but that's on you.
You know, because my grandmother, the one who died, for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years of her life, she was gone. And for me, I didn't, like, a lot of people would still try talking to her and stuff. I didn't, because it was like, that's not a person anymore.
The thing is, do you really know that, though? I mean, you know what I mean? There could be some part of the brain that's still functioning normally,
I guess,
deep inside.
Probably
like
not.
You really don't know.
She
it's like
was
someone
spaced
in a,
out.
It's like somebody in a coma. You think there's nothing there, but I mean, you know, at some deep part, you know, you talk to them. They can still comprehend. They still know what's going on some level.
I mean, I lived with her for the last few years of life, and she didn't know I lived here.
You were lovers, and she didn't even know.
I know.
Very disrespectful.
Totally, she had no idea. I just like. For me, I wasn't the type to sit there and talk. I don't know. I guess, you know, I guess everyone has their own way.
As I said, that's more you.
So if you had someone in that case, you'd sit there and talk to them?
Yeah, I would. Hell, I talk to myself most days, so I might as well talk to them.
I don't know. It's just weird. For me, she died early. She died, and then her body, for some reason, stuck around. Alive.
Now she's a zombie.
Because I know the aides that were, the health aides that were here taking care of her, like, they'd be fucking having conversations with her all day.
Isn't it bullshit how we've co-opted the word AIDS because you had to specify the health aides? You couldn't just say AIDS?
Well, because you'd make a joke. You're right. Your grandmother had AIDS.
Because that's fucking hilarious.
Well, you've done that before. I can play.
Oh, please. Do it. Play it. Go ahead.
Listen.
I'll wait.
We never hired the intern to log all our shows, so
very
I can't find shit.
Very convenient. Yeah.
You know, we should have done that in the beginning. Log the shows.
Log the episode. Mark mentions AIDS.
Well, no. You write down all the stuff, then you can search things. But we were supposed to hire someone to do it, and we never did.
We were supposed to have money, and we just never did. So that idea's out. Oh, well.
Anyway, I was thinking of us letting someone down. Why don't we ever let anyone up? Like, you let someone down. Is there an opposite to that? Like, surprise people? Like, boy, and no one's ever going to help me. And all of a sudden, hey, buddy, I'm going to help you out.
I mean, there are good people out there.
I let someone up.
That's a stupid expression. I don't think it's really going to catch on. But, I mean, people do.
He really let me up. Because like, people say it all the time. You know, man, you just let me down.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking of where it works. Someone's kicking the shit out of you. Come on, man, let me up. There
yeah.
It works, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. That's the only instance.
And why do they let someone down? Would it be like knocking them down? I was like, are you holding them up?
No, you let me down emotionally. My emotions are way the fuck down.
Is that what it
because
means?
Of you. I think so.
Why do I let your emotions up?
Yeah, you raise them up.
I just bought you a brand new car, Mark.
You really raised my spirits there,
I really
buddy.
Let you up. I bought you a brand new car, tax-free.
Sounds stupid, but thanks.
Well,
you're even paying the taxes for
now
me.
I'm going to let you down by taking it back because it's not even my car. I'm just doing a test drive and tricked you. Oh, my God, that'd be the best prank ever.
Oh, man. Hey, happy birthday. You have one of those giant bows on it. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you just go to the dealership. Like, can I take it for a test drive? Sure. Okay, thanks.
Don't they usually come with you, though?
No, you don't have to. I always thought that, but you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds... Can I just steal this?
I take your information and stuff, I guess.
They probably take your license. Can I get a fake license? Go for a test drive? Then never come back?
Oh.
You don't know? I think I could do it.
But say you could do that.
Probably that's what I'm going to do.
Or you rent a car or something. Whatever the fuck, all right? You get a brand new car. You pull in the driveway like, happy birthday! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Imagine the joy that person would feel. Then imagine the joy you would feel when you get to tell them that you're just fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. To crush another human being is the fucking happiest thing you could feel as a person. I mean, that nothing tops that, you know? The birth of your all of your children. I mean, it's close.
Why don't we get
a second?
You know what we should do? We should have like a soul-crushing prank show where we'll give you a large amount of money. Like, we'll give you $100,000.
But it's all carnage.
If you get on your knee and go, like, it looks like you're going to ask your girlfriend to marry you and then go, just kidding, I don't give a fuck about you.
And then you have to break up with her.
Yeah.
And it has to be a real breakup.
Mm-hmm. We keep track. Mm-hmm. In the contract, you ever fucking talk to her again, it's over. We get that money back.
Well, with interest. It has to be with a certain time period, like for the rest of your life. Uh-huh. I say for a year.
Yeah, but then she'll fucking
come. Yeah, because by then she'll be with somebody else or something. Like a year later, oh, by the way, for all this money, I broke up with you.
I don't know, though. Like, would most significant others stick with a guy? Like, if you had a girlfriend and she did that, I guess she couldn't do the marriage thing, but say she did the car prank on you for $10,000.
I'd let it slide. I'd be fucking pissed, but I'd let it...
But the marriage thing, you might not.
You're not
letting... It's hard to do the equivalent for a guy. I don't know what it would be.
Well, the thing is, okay, the marriage thing, and you don't talk to me for a year. Do you honestly think she's going to come back after a year and say, hey, do you want to get back together? Because no, I was just fucking around. Yeah.
What is the equivalent to marriage for a guy? Like, is as big of a deal in life? Like, if the ultimate for a woman is to get married.
Yeah.
And have a family.
Win the Super Bowl.
Well, not everyone can win the Super Bowl.
No, not everyone can get married.
You know, 7 billion people in the world, and only 53 a year win the Super Bowl.
Pretty good odds.
And it's even, the odds are even worse if you're not in the league. It's basically, the chance of us winning the Super Bowl are very close to zero. Now, I suppose we could get a job with a franchise, you know, maybe a security guard, and they win the Super Bowl. I don't
get a ring for
that.
Yeah, I don't
think you get a ring. I don't know how far the rings go. I think it all depends on what the owner wants to do.
Does a towel boy get a ring? Where does it stop?
I think it all depends on what the owner wants to do.
Well, if he's a cheap ass.
Yeah.
Fucking, come on,
listen,
man.
I walked by your offices last week and I didn't get a Super Bowl ring.
I fucking delivered you the USA Today, man. Where's my fucking ring?
Listen, I brought you your lunch. Like, literally, I work for the fucking pizzeria.
But as to your earlier question?
I didn't even piss in it.
I have no idea who pissed in my pizza. But I have no idea what's the equivalent.
There is none.
There really isn't. I mean,
I guess an orgy or something. Like, since I was a little kid, I dreamed of being an orgy.
That's true.
And the orgy is me and 20 women, by the way.
Listen, there could be some dudes. I don't want to be, you know, I'm not going to mess with the other dudes, but they could be there.
We figured out how many women you could, like, what's the maximum amount of women where the enjoyment level would just, like, stop, like, three women would be fun, right? But there's got to be a limit to, like, after that, it wouldn't even matter anymore. Like, is there a difference between 20 and 30 women? Not really.
No, because at some point, there's only so many you can focus on, and the rest, you're like, listen, I mean, I don't know, you want to smack my ass or something, or just entertain yourselves, go right ahead.
So what do you think, four is the top?
Three or four.
Because, all right, you got one girl, that's good, because you can fuck her, that's cool. You get two.
Pretty cool, I guess.
You get two, you know, you could be fucking one while the other one's like, I don't know, eating your asshole, or she's on top of the other girl's face, and you can
watch. And then the third one I'll make out with her.
It's a good visual. See, even three's too many. Because two, the other one's not, like, what is she doing for you? Like, as far as pleasuring you, there's not, I guess one could, you know, I don't know.
I'll figure something out. Don't worry about me, okay?
But you get the six? I mean, someone's just standing around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially if you make a rule like, hey, I don't want you guys doing anything to yourselves.
No. I wouldn't have that rule. I'm not a monster.
Oh, okay.
No, you know what? I would want more because guess what? Now I say, all right, we're swapping out. Rotate.
How many? All right. How about a gay, reverse
gay.
Gang, reverse gangbang?
Oh, I thought you were saying gay.
How many chicks do you think Mark could fuck in a day?
I'll take that challenge. Whatever number you throw out there, I'll beat it.
Like, you go in a room.
Go ahead.
The girl bangs you. We'll give you 20 minutes. You get up to 20 minutes in between everyone.
Give me a number, man. I'll fucking top it.
So I guess, really, there's the, It all depends. Maybe 20 minutes is too long.
I was going to say, that is pretty long.
10, we'll give you 10.
Oh my God, man. I'd be so, like, the next day, my body would be so fucking sore.
I don't even know how many times you could come in a day. Like, there's got to be limitations. Like, there's fucking safety mechanisms in your body so you don't fuck yourself over.
You know what? Honestly, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, but probably by, like, after the third or fourth, I'd be like, I'd like to, but...
But then on the other hand, there is this, the human, the male thing, like...
For variety.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, there's something new. I'm ready.
There's an inner thing in a human, a male, that's like, in animals, it's like, I need the variety. It's basically, I got to spread my seed to as many women as possible. That's my thing.
But we have our limits. I honestly, but like, by... maybe five is pushing it, you know, just physically. You just, you know, you're probably not capable. What would you, unfortunately.
All right, if I give you a menu of like, what would you pick?
Whopper with cheese.
Would you like, onion. Would you do brunette, blonde first? Buxom, really skinny?
I mean, as with everything I always say,
I don't care.
No, I'd have to go with the individual, you know, like, face, and you know, I'd have to look everybody over. Yeah, I wouldn't just have these, you know what I mean?
Right, let me name five people we know.
Yeah, rank them. You do that, then I'll say, all right, Sarah, Stacy, Susan, Jennifer.
We never know, we don't know any Susan. I've never met a Susan
in my life.
Well, I have an aunt Susan, but for Jennifer's, I guess I have a cousin named Jennifer.
Jennifer, I remember being like some Jennifer's.
But as far as that's as far as I've ever gone. I've never been like an acquaintance.
Isn't it funny?
Jennifer.
That's like the most common female name.
Yeah, never dated.
Like, I don't know any fucking Jennifers.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I remember there's being a Jennifer Litwin. She was in my class.
Well, there's the girl I had a crush on, Jenny Goss.
Yeah, but who the fuck?
My two big crushes in middle school: were Jenny Goss and Jocelyn Ross.
And Timmy Haas.
And Megan Boss.
Yeah.
And Stephen.
All right.
Haas. Loss.
I already said Haas for a different name.
Loss, all right.
Yeah. Loss.
Mark Moss.
There you go.
Yeah, it's alliteration. If I read kids, you bet your fucking ass that their name would be alliteration.
Alliteration Client? A stupid name? Come on. Don't you hate it when parents name their kids dumb names? Like, come on, you're not thinking about the future at all. I know you think it's fucking cool, but this kid is the one who has to grow up with this shit.
No, I'd be like Clint Klein.
Clint Klein?
Is Clint Klein there? Hi, Clint Klein.
You better be talking to a German. Clint Klein. German has that kind of
guttural
kind of thing.
Or Yiddish.
Calvin Klein. Can name him that.
Well, my uncle's name was Calvin Klein.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about this a million times.
Really? I don't remember this at all.
Yes. His name was Calvin Klein, but his last name started with a K and mine starts with a C because he got in a fight with his father.
No, I kind of remember now.
And changed his name to a K. His father got in a fight with his father and changed his name to a C.
Now,
or a K, I mean.
Whatever. Was the designer, like, pretty popular when he was named, or is this just coincidence? Calvin Klein.
No, that guy wasn't even born yet.
Okay.
My uncle.
Just coincidence.
This is my grandfather's brother. Okay. So he was like, you know, born probably like at least 20 years before Calvin Klein.
Why don't you tell people you're related to Calvin Klein?
Well, I am. I wouldn't be lying.
That's true.
You know, I guess people wouldn't fall for it. Like, I'll bet you $30 I'm related to Calvin Klein. Really? You'd have to make sure you didn't say designer or you'd lose.
First of all, I'd be weirded out by like, $30 is an odd number to bet.
Well, I really want the money. Can you bet a million?
Is that all you have in your wallet?
You can say, I'll bet you $1 million. This will happen. Like, sure. And then, like, all right, where's my $1 million? Like, can you go to court?
No, no, you can't. You know what I feel is that you can't trust people on bets like that unless you each take the money you were going to bet and give it to a third party.
Yeah, you got to put in a, whatchamacallit, whatever they call those.
I don't know. A pocket?
No, they call it something legally. Like
put in a pot? I don't know.
No, you put it in a...
In a trust?
No.
In a bank?
It's kind of like that, but it's called something.
All right.
Someone has to, if we had a producer, they could tell us. I can wait until we're successful enough podcast-wise where we can have a producer.
I can't wait till you stop fantasizing.
Well,
but
you do the same thing.
But it's mostly about fucking.
No.
But what I find with people, if you make a bet, they're just expecting to, if they win, they're going to collect. If they lose, they're just going to say, I was just kidding anyway. I'm not giving you shit. That's what I think. You can't trust anyone.
You're true. You know who you can trust?
No.
The Hotshot Whiz Kids.
At HotshotWizKids.com. Those guys? Mm-hmm. You're right. You can. With a face like this? Come on. HotshotWizKids.com. Facebook.
Honest Mark.
Twitter.
He's a new car dealer.
Tell a friend. What?